Just as I was about to cry, I remembered the present Bob had given me. Reaching into my backpack, I pulled out the box and yanked off the ribbon and paper. Inside, instead of a beautiful white bear, I saw an ugly doll smiling up at me. She had a round face and orange hair, sort of like mine, and her two fat arms were reaching up for me. "Oh, isn't she adorable?" One of the flight attendants leaned over the man next to me to get a better look at the hideous creature. "She even has her own birth certificate, doesn't she?" I looked at the slip of paper in the box. It said the doll's name was Melanie. Melonhead was more like it. "My little niece is just dying to have one of those. Aren't you lucky?" the flight attendant gushed. I frowned at Melonhead. "I'm 12 years old," I said. "I haven't played with dolls for years." The man beside me glanced at the open box. "My wife has a whole collection of those little monsters. Ugly as sin, aren't they?" He winked at me and poked his nose back into the Wall Street Journal. "Oh, how can you say such a thing?" The flight attendant giggled in a flirty way that reminded me of Liz. But when the man just shrugged and kept on reading, she walked off down the aisle, looking for people who were more fun. I frowned at Melonhead. Her face was all scrunched up from her dopey smile, and she looked like an idiot. Why couldn't she have been that beautiful white bear? Closing the lid so I wouldn't have to see her, I shut my eyes and pretended to be asleep all the way to Washington.